This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
The Houston Astros shortstop, Jeremy Peña. Pitcher, Hunter Brown. And pitcher, Josh Hader.
There we go. That was the extent of the participation of the Houston Astros in the All-Star game last night. Seth, that was all I needed to see. I just needed to see Jeremy Peña, Hunter Brown, Josh Hader get introduced to the crowd. I woke up this morning. We knew Hunter and Jeremy weren't going to play. I stuck with this thing till it was 6-0 National League. Then I went to bed, and then that's when the party started. But Josh Hader was not part of that party, so I was fine with all that.
I wonder if there's any chance if in baseball – because we talked about this yesterday. We were trying not to be grumpy old men about it, but it's hard not to be because the All-Star game, of all the All-Star games that have lost their luster, baseball is the one that I didn't expect it to lose its luster, but I feel like because it was on such a lofty perch,
yeah.
It's also fallen the farthest.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever really respected the NFL the Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl, yeah.
Basketball has been, it's been a long time of just, it comes with the territory. It's always going to be more offense than defense, obviously. It used to matter more. It doesn't matter as much now. The baseball was the one where, okay, you're going out and you're playing baseball.
Yeah.
It's, your chance of injury isn't nearly as great as in other sports. The fatigue shouldn't factor as much into it as it does in basketball because you're having it in season. And I just wonder if, could it work with baseball if you did it at the end of the season? The problem is the baseball playoffs are so long that I don't know.
Pitchers
can't go out there and be pitchers. So, no, it doesn't work.
It doesn't. Ah. Yeah. Yeah. No, but last night was fun. And for those just waking up, don't know what happened, the National League won in a swing off 7-6.
Yeah.
They
saw who could swing the biggest, who had the biggest swinging ability.
Yeah.
At the end of it. I meant to bring that up on the show yesterday that if it went into extra innings or if it was tied after 9 innings, they were going to do a little miniature home run derby.
Yeah, that's what it ended up being. The swing off. They took their three best swingers and they used them after the game. So it was 6-0 National League, and then I think that's when a lot of America probably shut it off. And then the American League storms back, ties it in the 9th inning, and then, they go to a swing-off. And I had no idea what the rules are, but the rules are this. You pick the manager of each team picks 3 guys. They each get 3 swings, and whoever hits the most home runs wins the whole thing. And Kyle Schwarber basically single-handedly won the thing for the National League. He hit home runs on all 3 of his swings. And Pete Alonso never even got up for the National League because that was enough to win it. It was like, the home team not batting in the bottom of the 9th, that kind of thing. And the National League, and after blowing the lead, ends up winning in the swing-off 7-6. I would have stayed up. If I had known that that's how the game was going to play out, I would have stayed up to watch it just because of the novelty of the whole thing.
And even
even rewatching it, I'm like, this is pretty cool, actually. It's a pretty fun way.
That was a good idea. I think it was Alex Rodriguez. I didn't watch the video, but it was Alex Rodriguez basically extolling the virtues of Rob Manfred and saying
that
he should be in the Hall of Fame,
yes,
and all of that.
Yes.
I know a lot of people are unhappy with some of the changes he's made. I think by and large, you do have to give him credit for improving some of the things that were the biggest issues with the watchability of baseball. And then just 100%. Little tweaks like this, it made the All-Star game more interesting. Yeah. I don't know if you're ever going to – it's never going to be back to what it used to be because everybody's so concerned about load management these days.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's ever going to change.
Nope.
But the I approve of that tweak. That's
I do
a
too.
Really good tweak.
I do too. It's better than what Bud Selig did back in the day and just saying, well, this is going to end in a tie. That's what started a lot of the scrutiny – on the Major League Baseball All-Star Game was Bud Selig back however, 20 years ago or whatever it was. It was tied after however many, I think it was tied after 9 innings. They may have gone 1 or 2 extra innings. I don't remember. I just remember everybody being super pissed about the game ending in a tie, and that's when they came up with the whichever league wins the All-Star. They did this for about a decade and a half. Whichever league wins the All-Star game gets home field advantage in the World Series. Like, what? It's like giving it's like awarding the lottery for somebody who wins a wiffle ball game in their backyard. It's crazy.
I know that was that. So Manfred's weird. I think Manfred's done some things that are good for the game because he's willing to go there.
Yeah.
But he's a little bit, he operates a little bit like Bill Simmons does.
Yeah.
Where Bill Simmons is interesting a lot because he just will throw anything against the wall and see if it sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's absolute idiocy, but sometimes he says some things that you're like, oh, I really like that.
Yeah.
I think Manfred is that way. And likewise with Bill Simmons, where if you like or hate Bill Simmons, sometimes it's the really egregiously weird things he's done there are the reasons that you don't like Bill Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
With Rob Manfred, for much of baseball, it was him referring to the World Series trophy as a piece of metal.
Piece of metal.
And kind of diminishing it in the being better than everybody else scandal.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people still hold on to that.
The two biggest things, as you were kind of laying out Manfred's, the feeling on him a couple of minutes ago, to me, the two biggest things, well, now three, because people were angry about him putting Mizorowski on the NL All-Star team, but that was mostly the Phillies. And he basically explained it. He said, hey, people want eyes on this guy. People are going to watch this guy, so that's why I'm putting, it's not going to be the norm, but this guy's exceptional. But the two biggest things beside that, the piece of metal comment, like you said, and I think around baseball, people thought he didn't punish the Astros enough at the time.
Nobody was happy either in Houston or outside of Houston about that. In Houston, we have the perception that the league was singling out the Astros for doing something that a lot of teams were doing at the time.
Yep.
Just doing it better, perhaps.
Yes.
And then outside of Houston, people were irate and furious that the sanctions weren't greater than what they were.
Yeah, but the changes to the actual game itself have been good. I think the pitch clock has been good for the game. I think some of the other changes with, kind of limiting the shifting and things like that, I think those have all been positive for the game.
I think you and I both agree on this, and I know a lot of our listeners disagree, but in terms of the pace of play and shortening the game, I really think there are a lot of purists out there that I don't think are genuinely checking themselves on this. When they say they hate the pitch clock or anything, what it's done really is it's restored the game to what it was for, like, what a baseball viewing experience was like when grumpy old men like us were growing up. It was a 2.5 hour game as opposed to 3-hour and 15-minute long game.
Yeah.
And people that watch every single game, by and large, if you're honest with yourself, if you watch every single game, those games were absurdly long. And I'm not even talking about myself. My wife watches more complete games than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves the pay. And So I know people are always going to be divided on that, but the game had changed so much because of the increased dependence on relievers that it starts with Manfred. The three batter minimum seemed kind of weird at first, but I'm really glad they did that.
Yeah.
I think that the pitch clock has made it a more watchable on a night-to-night basis. So, yeah, that's if you're waking up this morning at 6:08 and you expected to hear a sports radio show praising Rob Manfred, then you're getting exactly
You're getting what you wanted this morning. That's what we're giving you. Now, as far as the Astros go, okay, so All-Star game in the rear view. Got a couple more days here until we get baseball back. The Mariners are the first opponent out of the All-Star break. This is going to be fun. They're going up to Seattle. We'll talk more about that Thursday and Friday this week. New odds came out yesterday, Seth. This is the All-Star break is not the actual halfway point, but it's sort of a de facto halfway point where everybody recalibrates a little bit because you got a few days, including the odds makers. Odds to make the postseason for the Astros have gone from minus 150, which equates to about 60% before the season, to now minus 1600, which is 94%. That feels about right. How about this? Season win total before the year for the Astros was 86.5. Just for some context, they won 88 last year and won the division in the final weekend of the season. They routinely were winning over 100 games when they were the dominant version of the Astros. Yeah. 86.5 was the number. I've got a big ticket on over 86.5 for the Astros. Their updated win total, well, first of all, they're on pace for 94.5 wins. So that's what they're on pace for. Their updated season win total is 92.5. I like over 92.5 with this team.
Sean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like every single year the Astros have destroyed the over. And it just feels like that. Even including when they were a really, really good team.
When they were really good, they were destroying it. Yeah,
they were destroying it. They're going to get that. But ever since the COVID year, I would say, let's say 2021 instead of COVID, because 2021 was the year I felt most confident in it, because I felt there was the combination of the Astros having gotten off to such a ridiculously slow start in the COVID year, but then also the perception by the public that the Astros had been cheating their way to victory in 2018, 2019, and then the back half of 2020, that I feel like the public drove that down even more. But since then, since 2021, where that for half of that period they haven't been as great as the golden era Astros, they still tend to be a lot better than the perception is at the beginning of the year.
2021, they won 95 games. If I had to guess, their number was probably in the low 90s somewhere coming into the season. I mean, they were still viewed as a very, very good baseball team. They, whatever it was in 2022, they crushed it. They won 106 games in 2022. And then 2023, they won 90. I would guess that was right around the number as the defending. They probably went under that year as a defending World Series champion. Their number was probably in the low 90s. Last year, they were right around it. I think they were 86, 87 coming. They won 88 last year. And then this year, they're on pace to destroy their number. So I think you're right. I think other than 2023, which is when really the dents in the armor started showing up a little bit. You know, they're winning the division, but not dominantly. They got off to a massive slow start was last year. But anyways, generally speaking, they've gone over the number for sure.
You're exactly right about 2023. It was 90. The preseason was 95.5.
Yeah.
And so obviously they didn't get that.
Defending World Series champ, you're going to get that love. So would you go over 92.5? If you had to go, if I gave you a shekel to go run to the sports book right now, would you go over 92.5 for this team?
My concern right now is one, hubris, because we've watched various teams and sports, obviously, let things like this collapse. Immediately, what always comes to mind is the Jacksonville Jaguars a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
When they were like a 95% chance to win the division.
8-3, yep.
Yeah, with six games left in the year. Yep. So that's always my cautionary tale. The other part of it is, look, the Astros have been the best team in the league against teams with winning records, teams that are currently over 500.
Yep.
Not just over 500 at the time they played them. And as much as you know, I hate the narrative that the Astros play down to the level of their competition. At any given moment, the Astros have so many AAA players on their team that I don't know whether they're playing down to the level of the competition or on that given day that's just actually who they are.
Yeah.
So I'm still nervous, despite the fact you have such a healthy lead in the division, hey, you're going to play a lot of games versus those quote-unquote bad teams that are still super motivated to beat the Astros, and also you might have four AAA players in your lineup.
They have a lot of series. They have 21 series left in the season. I counted yesterday.
That's a lot.
13 of them. Well, they have 66 games, so 21 series. 13 of the 21 series are series against teams that are under 500 right now. It's just that a lot of them are teams that are barely under 500. You know, it's not a lot of Rockies and White Sox and the really bad teams. It's a lot of mediocre. Plus the Red Sox, plus the Yankees, plus I think the Tigers one more time, that kind of thing.
Oh, I think, well, if you look at the AL, the second to last place team in each division is right around 500. The Rays are 50-47. The Guardians are 46-49. The Angels are 47-49.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy wild card race. The goal for the Astros is to stay the hell out of
it. Stay the hell out of it. You're right.
That's it.
But this feels like the NBA when it comes to the wild card race. It is going to be a... As of right now, it's a jam-packed field in the wild.
And it'll stay that. And that'll be interesting to see how that affects the trade deadline. Do all these teams think they got a shot? Or are teams going to look at themselves honestly and say, nah, even if we get in, we're not? So we'll see. All right, CJ Gardner-Johnson did the Pivot podcast. This is one of the better Pivot podcasts that we've seen in a while. CJ Gardner-Johnson on his new teammates and the trade to Houston. The trade to Houston is kind of a wild story to listen to the inside on. We'll get... All of that with CJ Gardner-Johnson coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You stayed up. If you stayed up and watched it, or if you're just getting up this morning, you rewatched it. Do you like the swing-off format of the All-Star game? Do you like it? Do you like it as a method to decide regular season games? Would you rather that? Would you rather that than the ghost runner at second base? What's more exciting? The automatic runner at second base, which immediately puts game pressure on everybody on the field, or the swing-off that they used last night in the All-Star game?
Okay. The automatic runner at second base. That's made me, at first it felt really gimmicky, but then again, kind of like the pitch clock, it felt gimmicky, but at the end of the day, when I'm checking myself, I enjoy the game being over sooner than going forever.
That's a given. Like this either of these over the possibility of going 16 innings or something.
I like the automatic runner at second base.
Okay,
that's I saw Jeremy Brandon point out the other day that he doesn't like the term ghost runner.
Yeah,
and at first I was like, oh come on, Jeremy, and then I realized it's true because a ghost runner would imply that there's
nobody there.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what a ghost runner is.
Simulation
or something. When you're playing sandlot baseball, ghost runner is basically just somebody who's not there, but they're they're represented there. Yeah,
you can keep saying it. But I just,
I saw Jeremy's tweet. Don't worry. If he's up, I'm saying it to tweak him right now.
I agree with him. So I'm gonna say automatic. Ghost Runner does sound better. But I do like that. Still feels more pure in like actual baseball. It's just with a head start.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's baseball with a head start versus I don't want to turn it into something completely different for a regular season or playoff.
Got to make real baseball plays in order to win the game. I get what you're saying, but this is what soccer. That's the big debate in soccer: are penalty kicks a way to decide a game versus just playing soccer until somebody scores a goal? It's the same thing. Penalty kicks are gimmicky, but it's super exciting and tense when you're watching it.
Well, I mean, I think that, and by the way, I mistakenly said in the playoffs because they change it in the playoffs, obviously. But penalty kicks, it still feels, you're right, penalty kicks are kind of gimmicky, except there's no way, especially if a soccer game is 1-1 at the end of 90
minutes.
You guys
will die,
I think that I feel like the automatic runner is a little bit like penalty kicks in that it's like, all right, we're going to give you a chance to score.
Yeah.
It's a lot that's easier than the typical way. And I almost wouldn't be opposed if they just went ahead. You know what? The version that I would like is go ahead and just put them on third. Just make it an extreme, which you might end up with. You might end up having somebody steal home or something. Especially when you got bad relievers up there.
Yeah.
Think about if the Astros get to the point where they've just got a horrible reliever in there, and we know that Yiner can't stop a ball to save his life. Yeah, I would just go ahead and steal home.
Yeah, I would be for the swing off in regular season games, but you know that I'm a fan of gimmicks, so I would be all for that. Deciding regular season games by picking your three best home run hitters and going for it.
I'm going to change my opinion on this based on how the Astros are in any given year.
Yeah.
Yes, there are certain times during the golden era where 100%. Yeah.
I was thinking
put your best home run hitters out there.
Dude, you'd have seven guys. It'd be hard to choose which one. You'd be going through the numbers as to who hits best in this ballpark. And now you just struggle to find three guys that can hit bombs on the Astros.
Especially hits the ball really hard? Christian Walker will hit him right at the first baseman.
Two of the guys you pick are on the IL right now, probably, with Pena and Yordan. So, all right, let's get to C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Here was C.J. Gardner-Johnson on the trade that brought him to the Houston Texans.
I say, Howie, do what you need to do best for his organization. I say, I just want to go somewhere where I can win. As simple, I say, I just want to go somewhere where I can win. I don't have to struggle. I say, because if I struggle, I'm going to struggle as a player. I told him that straight out of my mouth. He said, all right. And my agent called me at 10 o'clock. You're going to Houston that next morning. So I'm like, damn. I'm happy, but I'm like, damn, I got to start all over again with a group of guys who got a narrative of, and I just won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
So I'm like, damn, I'm battling now. Like, okay, do I go quiet? Do I don't show up? Do I send a text to Stingley? Like, yo, bro, like, I don't know who to text. I don't know who to call on this team. I don't even... D'Amico say, welcome to Houston. I say, D'Amico, bro, I'm shook right now. I had to tell him. And he knew what it felt like being traded. And he was like, take your time. I went and signed. I was like, just don't post me signing. I was broke.
All right. So a couple of things here. The long pregnant pause after he goes, I went from a team that was in a Super Bowl to a team whose narrative was, on the radio, it's just a long pause. On the video, you could tell, I'll translate the look on his face, a team that's never come close to the Super Bowl before.
Yeah, I wondered about that. I wonder if, or at the very least, maybe he was just a team that is on the rise, but certainly not where the Eagles were already, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
I don't, but it was this, I'll tell you, it's a long interview. It's a really good interview. There's a few too many references to things I have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that in a minute. The hit the hit thing. So
yeah,
they start off the interview clarifying that he hasn't put a hit out on somebody.
On Malik Nabers. You didn't see that story?
No.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was a big thing going around the internet last week. Yeah, yeah.
See, this is what happens when I try to restrict my social media.
There was
usage.
A rumor. You're going to have to get back on social media. There was a rumor going around that CJ Gardner-Johnson put a hit out on Malik Nabers.
So that didn't hit any of the major outlets or anything.
No, but it was it was an internet sensation for sure. Yeah.
Oh, man. See, and I'm back in it. Okay. So they quelled that rumor that he had put a hit out on him.
I'm Malik Nabers. Yeah. They led the interview with that. Yeah.
Yeah. My main takeaway from this interview is honestly that CJ Gardner-Johnson has been in a struggle really since he came into the league about like how much of my actual self can I be? And because he's felt like there's a part of him that is just super emotional and aggressive on the field and everything, but in what setting and when is it okay to be like that? But I also don't want to detract from or pull away from my playing style.
Yeah.
So he's been battling a lot of that, and it seems like he's made a lot of progress and a lot of growth in kind of how he handles certain situations. But I feel like in Philadelphia, perhaps there's too much baggage there, and that there's maybe like just too many raw emotions still from things that might have happened in the past. That he's made some changes, but that it's probably just he's still fighting against some of the perception from the past, and he's aware of that. Yet at the same time, he did pull a little bit of a D. Haslam where he's saying that he's made changes, but that but it was never his fault to begin with.
Yeah.
I think he's 27 years old. I think he's had a lot of growing and maturation over the past few years.
He's definitely making the effort. That was my big takeaway. And my other big takeaway was he did not, of all the places, for someone who's bounced around a lot like he has, it feels like he thought Philly was the place he was going to finally put down some roots. Like he played, he came into the league with the Saints, played there a few years, then goes to the Eagles, goes to the Super Bowl, then goes to the Lions, almost goes to the Super Bowl, back to the Eagles, wins a Super Bowl. And I think he thought this is where he's going to lay down roots. He was building a house there, he said. He's got kids. He did not want to move again. And that, I think, was the big thing. So any sort of issues he has with coming to Houston have really nothing to do with Houston. It has more to do with Philly. And we'll get into it later in the show. He's got some bunged up feelings about the Philadelphia Eagles right now. He's got a lot to process about that relationship if he chooses to. But he said he did not want to move again.
I was trying to make history in Philly. Like, I didn't move. My kids was moving to school. I'm like, okay, I was really trying to not get traded again or moved again to change the narrative. Like, the conversations we was having, that's why I was hurt. Like, you have these people on the phone with my kids. You don't play with people's kids. You don't play with people's kids. Hmm. Like, y'all know what's going on. Y'all say that. That's why I was crying, because you playing with my kids, my family, and you smiling in our face, and then you saying, nah, bro, don't get down like that. But I wasn't going to allow my outburst to even. That's why I was quiet when I got traded. You know, my son saying, so we can't wear green anymore? That would kill me.
This is the thing here with this, Seth, and especially it's very weird for a guy who's bounced around as much as CJ Gardner-Johnson has to have that take. This is what you sign up for when you're in the NFL. Like, you sign up for being a chess piece and getting moved around within your team and around the league. Like, this is part of the gig, man. This is why you get paid $11 million a year, is because you could get moved at any time.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's one of the things that comes with the territory. And I think that is you think about any time, okay, when you try to make a change in your life, and it just, again, I'm, you know, based on interviews I've watched with him, I think he's a really emotional guy, and it's all a matter of how do you funnel and channel that emotion. And he's realized over time that, okay, sometimes where I got to just, however I feel in the moment, I got to give it some time and I got to let it breathe. And his relationship with the Eagles, it sounds like he's done that. Like right there in that clip, you could tell, okay, I'm emotionally hurting right now, but I'm going to try not to just go full force on the Eagles. He did have a couple of posts or tweets about the Eagles, you know, that, but he's also since then, you know, apologize to some people, and he's planning on going to the ring ceremony and all of that. Yeah. So I think he's just, I, I never want to oversimplify him, anybody that I don't know that well, but he seems like he's an emotional guy that's had to learn how to harness the emotions some, and both on the field and then also sometimes interpersonally with teammates or whatever. And it sounds like he's made that progress, but it's like anytime you try to make a change in your life for the better, it's, Sean, like me. You know, I used to let the text line agitate me way too much. I'd get upset with somebody, I'd get distracted and everything. And I made some changes to where I'm like, okay, that doesn't happen anymore. But yeah, but Lopez for 2 years was still talking about how, Seth on the text line and everything. I'm like, okay, there's a perception of me that's based in something, in truth.
Yeah.
But people, it's going to take a while for people to change that perception.
Yeah.
And I've already talked to Lopez about that. He knows I'm not like angry at Lopez or anything. It's my fault.
Yeah.
I used to let it derail the show because I would get agitated about some personal argument and let it distract me. So then the second part of when you make some change is that, that's right. People's perceptions are going to be different and it's going to take a while to work out of that.
Yep.
And I think with CJ Gardner-Johnson, he probably made some real changes, and yet at the same time, it's like, I think about arguments you've had with your wife at some time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she brings up something from like 3 years ago. What the hell? We're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did that. I did that stuff. Yeah. But we don't have to talk about it now.
And then I'm like, yeah, you're good. You're good.
Brandy's good about that. She doesn't bring up old stuff. I've got so much new stuff that she.
There's no shortage of material.
She doesn't have to. Yeah, she keeps it fresh.
That's what keeps it fresh. All right, last one. He had praise for his new teammates. We'll get to his talk about CJ Stroud a little later in the show. But I love this because this wasn't a sit down interview question. This was all of them. This is the Pivot Podcast with CJ Gardner-Johnson as their guest. So this is Ryan Clark and Channing Crowder and Fred Taylor and CJ Gardner-Johnson after the interview, all just chopping it up by the doorway and the cameras are still rolling. And they start talking about Kalen Bullock and Jalen Petrie.
I'll be honest with you.
Bullock? You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
No, he's phenomenal.
I just trained him this weekend.
I talked to him. I don't know how you didn't have 12-plus picks last year.
Wow.
He dropped four.
Four.
Kalen Bullock. Oh. He was out there this weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tall kid from the USC.
All right, this is something. Petrie?
He can go, too.
You know what's so crazy? I see him being like a linebacker because, like,
that's what he do. He played like
man,
Sam.
The way he run the gap.
And what's the other guy?
He basically played Sam because he played nickel.
That knocked Trevor head off. Akir, Azeem.
Oh, he's a monster.
Azeem.
Hey, I love him.
And that's why your coach,
he
the real one.
Yeah.
Yeah, your coach, he gonna rock with y'all.
That's one of those ones. I watched that video clip no fewer than five times. Yeah. That's one of those ones that's funnier and just audio because I think it was Fred Taylor who said it. He's like, that kid who knocked Trevor's head off.
That's right, because Fred's obviously following the Jaguars.
Jacksonville, yeah.
Fred lives in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Still. So,
dude, this defense.
I'm glad you watched. I didn't watch the last part of that. I had missed that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
The Kalen Bullock, Kalen's kind of one of those. Kalen is definitely one of those guys that a lot of people have mentioned in the offseason from around the league.
Yes.
That they almost discovered him in their offseason work. As they're watching film and everything, it's almost like the recruiting stories you hear, where like, well, we're going to watch this one player, but this other guy kept coming
popping
off the film. So a lot of people were probably watching Derek Stingley film or something and say, but Kalen Bullock keeps showing up.
Well, the guys made that point, which was if he had just caught all the balls thrown his way, he would have led the league in interceptions last year. He still had five or six last year. And he dropped four more. Like he is in position a lot. Like he's got a nose for the ball, man. Not to get too cliche about it. He's got a nose for the ball.
Good job listening to the entire hour and 5 minutes, Sean. I had moved on already. That was they were just kind of messing around.
Yeah, when I saw that they kept the mics going, like they still had Fred Taylor's mic was still on, like as he's giving CJ Gardner-Johnson some encouraging words, and I'm like, I think something's coming here. Yeah.
You know what I had done? I had gone on to the next video that was queued up was Mookie Betts interviewing Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, yeah.
And I was kind of curious. Two things. One, Mookie Betts was really good as a podcast host. I was impressed. And two, just as I was starting to think, all right, I got to stop being so petty in this world. It's not a great way to live my life. You know what? Clayton Kershaw is a good dude. And then they got to the topic of Clayton Kershaw's performances in the playoffs. And Clayton Kershaw said something along the lines of like, well, and you know, that 2017, you had the whole Astros thing going on. And you son of a.
I was just starting to like you. He was good mic'd up last night in the All-Star game. He was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But I hate him now that you brought up that anecdote. All right, headlines. Let's get to it. Speaking of the All-Star game, an historic All-Star game last night. Some good news on the Astros injury front. Some money getting spent yesterday in the NFL as well. We'll get to all of that in headlines coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines, presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
The Houston Astros shortstop, Jeremy Peña. Pitcher, Hunter Brown. And pitcher, Josh Hader.
All right, that was it. That was the extent of the appearance of the Astros in the All-Star game last night. Introductions. And then done. I wonder if they just took off their uniforms, went, got on the plane, and went home after that. You know?
Well, they did the most important thing, which is none of them got injured. They all stayed healthy as they got introduced. Nobody stumbled over the turf or something.
Nope.
Yeah.
And Hader was the only one who could have played because Hunter Brown already said, I'm not pitching. He pitched on Sunday. Payne is on the IL. Hader did not pitch in a game where I looked at the box score. It looked like about 10 guys pitched for the American League. Hader was not one of them last night.
Imagine being one of those guys and trying to make the decision of, all right, well, okay, if I were going to play in this game, yeah, I'd probably bring 20 family members with me.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like, okay, there's probably 20 family members that want to go. But now it's very clear that they just want a vacation. They don't actually care about me and myself all that much at all. So, no, nobody's coming. I'll bring my wife. I'll get a babysitter for the kids, and we'll have a nice romantic several days there.
I've always thought the introductions are one of the coolest parts. If I were a family member of someone who's in the All-Star game, I would go just to watch them get introduced.
Just to watch the intros.
Yeah, and you get a free ticket to the All-Star game, too. There's a game that gets played.
You know, you're right. There is that part of it, just like standing in a line with all those guys is pretty damn cool.
It's a cool moment, man, and that they're doing it now that this year they went back to wearing their actual uniforms, their Astro uniforms. I thought the aesthetics of it were cool. There was a game itself, and it made history. This was the first time that the tiebreaker of a swing-off was used. The game was tied after six innings. NL was up 6-0. People were going to bed, probably, I would imagine. Then the AL mounts this big comeback. They tie it at six, and then each side got to pick, after they were tied after nine innings, each side picks three hitters who each get three swings. Whichever side hits more home runs, that team wins. Kyle Schwarber hit a home run in all three of his swings. That was good enough. 4-3 was the final score of the swing-off. Ultimately, 7-6, the final score in the box score of the game. The National League wins. The National League, that's only the second time in the last 12 years that they've won the All-Star game, if you're keeping track of that sort of thing. But the All-Star game in the books, and now it's on to the second half of the season. Good news for the Astros, Seth, as we've been tracking some of this injury news. The injury news, knock on wood, other than Jake Myers, the injury news with guys has largely been trending in a good direction. Mm-hmm. Luis Garcia, two scoreless innings in his second rehab start, struck out three guys. I haven't seen what he was hitting on the gun, but he was hitting 94 in his first rehab start, so I would assume that his velo was back up where it was the first time around.
In his first rehab start, he had allowed one run on one hit, and he struck out four. So far, so good. Knock on wood, fingers crossed. Throwing salt over my shoulder, whatever you're supposed to do. It's looked really good for Luis Garcia so far.
Good stuff. Yeah, good stuff. NFL yesterday, a lot of money got spent. Kansas City, on the final day that they needed to come to an extension with Trey Smith, he was on the franchise tag. We all remember how that works from back in the Jadeveon Clowney days. If you don't sign a long-term deal with your team by the 15th of July, you play on the franchise tag that upcoming year. Kansas City and Trey Smith come to an agreement where he is now the highest-paid guard in the history of the sport. 4 years, $94 million, $70 million guaranteed. This is just a couple days after they gave Creed Humphrey, their center, $50 million guaranteed. So Kansas City's got a lot of expensive guys on the team, but they found the money to go fortify and make sure the interior of that offensive line for Patrick Mahomes is going to be really, really good.
Yeah, and that says they lose one really good veteran player on the offensive line in free agency that or via trade. They traded
Joe Tooney, to the Bears.
Right.
Yep.
Trey Smith was an interesting one because we talked about him a good amount as the Texans might have been looking for a high-priced free agent at some point.
Yeah.
He didn't play as well versus the Texans down the stretch and in the playoffs, but he was injured. And it was enough that I don't think anybody changed their appraisal of who he was as a player. He's just trying to play through an injury.
$23 million for a guard. I know he's good, but $23 million, that feels, I don't know. The other big one, and this one actually,
I'll be jumping in the air as high as I can jump these days if the Astros have a guard who's worth $23 million a year and they pay him that next year.
We'll see. So the Jets signed Sauce Gardner to a four-year, $120.4 million extension. Derek Stingley Jr., remember, got $30 million even annual value on his extension. 3 years, $90 million, almost all of it guaranteed. Sauce Gardner gets 4 years, $120.4 million, so he gets $30.1 million average annual value. Not nearly as much guaranteed money as Stingley. I saw Schefter's initial report was $60 million. I've seen other numbers that are a little higher than that, but none of them were as high as the $89 million that Stingley's getting guaranteed to him.
Yeah.
So Stingley's getting either shorter deal, more guaranteed money. Yeah.
So depending on where you're standing, you can either choose to look at that as, there you go. Stingley is worth more guaranteed money than Sauce Gardner, or you can be mad at Nick Caserio for doling out so much guaranteed money. I don't really care about any of it. I would have loved to You know what? No, I take that back. I was about to say I would have loved to have seen Sauce Gardner turn into some kind of annoyance for the Jets as they start on their journey with a new head coach, except that Aaron Glenn is that head coach.
I love
him. So I don't want that for Aaron. I will stand by my loyalty to my former teammate right up until the point they become an actual threat, and then I will abandon him.
There you go. That's
so any of Aaron's brothers that are listening right now, just tell Aaron, I'm not going to text it to him myself. I'm not a man. But yeah, I'll abandon him. Let Don't him worry, know. I'll abandon
yes.
him.
His friendship with Seth Payne is on borrowed time. That's right.
No, I do. I don't want that for Aaron. I want Aaron to have. I just hope that somehow he can be a presence that turns Woody Johnson into.
Oh God.
I don't know, a respectable something.
Well,
Woody Johnson and his grandkids, really, or his kids. His kids sound like the biggest pains in the.
Yeah, body. His kids are the worst. Yeah, they walk yeah. around the locker room spewing Madden stats at players. Yeah.
How old's Woody Johnson? He's old, right? He's got his kids are teenagers.
His kids are teenagers. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, hey man, like these.
Oh no, no, I know. I just,
you know?
I've got a friend. I've got, you know, Farragher. Farragher just had a kid.
Yeah,
he's 51
he's,
years
he's
old.
Your age, yeah.
He just had a baby.
Yeah.
I've got another friend, my friend Mark is 55, and he's got a couple youngsters, and I just, I wouldn't
I
have
can't
the energy
imagine.
Right now.
I can't imagine.
You know my stance on that. I'd be, I would have had plastic surgery and been living in Mexico.
Yeah.
If somehow, if I knocked up Brandy this morning, I would be gone. Yeah.
See you later. All right, let's end on that. Those are your headlines. Seth would be deadbeat dad.
Deadbeat dad. I'm not a deadbeat dad, but I would be.
I would be, yeah. given the opportunity. All right, hey, we played some of Will Anderson with Ross Tucker yesterday. We didn't play nearly enough because there were other – Ross Tucker interviewed Will Anderson at the Super Bowl. The interview evergreens just fine. There is a big thing that Will Anderson backs up Seth Payne on that we will get to right out of the shoot. And I love hearing Will talk about the potential of this defense, especially after listening to C.J. Gardner-Johnson a couple segments ago. So we'll get to that. Will Anderson on the Ross Tucker Podcast is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.